Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. Beware of falling into the trap of the American project. News: the liberation of Syrian cities and the fall of the criminal regime happened with astonishing speed. Comment: the fall of the tyrant of Damascus and his regime at dawn last Sunday, 8 December 2024, after decades of criminal rule, corruption, immorality, and betrayal, and after nearly 14 years since the start of the revolution, during which the criminal regime killed more than 1 million people, displaced approximately 14 million from their homes, and destroyed entire cities and neighborhoods, was a momentous historical event. It brought joy to Muslims around the world, particularly to the afflicted and resilient people of beloved Syria. Our overwhelming joy at the liberation of most Syrian cities and villages and their return to their rightful owners must not blind us to the plans of America, the head of global tyranny. It is America that supported this regime for decades and prolonged its survival for many years after the Blessed Revolution began. However, what is now pursuing is the advancement of a political settlement according to its own agenda, rapidly and intensively. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to thwart its plans, as well as those of its agents, allies, and proxies, and to grant ultimate success to the pious. This political settlement that America is striving for has no place for Iran, which had hoped to secure a significant share within it. Perhaps America itself once considered granting Iran a share as a reward for its role in supporting the regime and preventing its fall during the early years of the revolution in order to block the establishment of a true Islamic state in Syria. However, the collapse of its Hizb party in Lebanon has altered these calculations, resembling what is happening in Lebanon now. As for Russia, it is evident that it has withdrawn its active involvement in the ongoing events and has not taken any significant military action to protect the regime from collapse. This aligns with an understanding that grants Russia a significant share of influence in Ukraine, which is exponentially more important to Russia than Syria. The settlement that America had been working on aimed to resolve the crisis through an agreement between the regime and the opposition. However, the rapid advance of the revolutionaries, like wildfire, and the swift collapse of the regime's forces thwarted the scenario envisioned by America. The regime did not last long enough to reach a ceasefire, which would have paved the way for dialogue and the initiation of a transnational phase. Oversight, Syria transitioned to a de facto authority led by the military commander of the revolutionaries. Despite this sudden collapse, it is unlikely to push the United States to change its plans for Syria's future. These plans involve dividing Syria into autonomous authorities of a sectarian or ethnic nature under the guise of decentralization or federalism. Each authority would either fall under its direct supervision or under the guardianship of a regional provincial authority acting as its proxy. The United States believes that the years of war in Syria have created a division of areas of influence, establishing a reality on the ground that facilitates the creation of a future Syrian cantons before formalizing them constitutionally through national dialogues and upcoming settlement agreements. It is true that the prospects of a coastal canton for the Alawite Nusayri sect have diminished with the collapse of the regime and the renewed boldness of Muslims in Latakia and Tartus to take to the streets. However, America will likely find ways to create favorable conditions for advancing the project of this canton. On the other hand, the Kurdish autonomous region east of the Euphrates is already prepared, just as the Kurdish region in Iraq was ready after the American invasion in 2003 and was later formalized constitutionally. Other autonomous authorities may also be on its agenda in other areas, such as Sweda, which is a potential candidate for a Druze autonomous rule. Of course, the state that America seeks to establish in Syria, regardless of its structure, system, or constitution, will be a secular state governed by man-made laws. It will sit politely and obediently among the small subordinate states within the international community. the liberation of most of Syria from the forces of disbelief and blasphemy was an aspiring and joyous sight. Will the Mujahideen complete this joy by continuing their jihad across all of Syria to prevent its division, eradicate talk of a parliamentary civil state and other dangerous proposals, and transform Syria into a state governed by the Sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which cares for all its citizens, Muslims and non-Muslims alike? Could it become the nucleus of an Islamic state that unites the entire Ummah and earns the honor of liberating al-Masjid al-Aqsa, aiding Gaza and liberating the rest of Palestine? Why not? Syria lies in the heart of Ash-Sham, the land of Islam, which Allah has guaranteed and blessed, and from which the conquests of early Islam launched, reaching the edges of China in the east and the Atlantic Ocean in the west. From this land, Salah ad-Din launched his campaign to liberate al-Masjid al-Aqsa from the Crusaders. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide the steps of the Mujahideen to what he loves and pleases him, and grant them success in the best path forward. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir, Ahmad al-Qasas, member of the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir.